No need to wear a shirt, just wear a big tie, you know. But yeah, you know, trousers, breeches, breeches was what I called them all my life, you know.
The farmers used to wear a lot. They had
BO. Overalls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people call them overalls. Mm-hmm. Depends.
Yeah. Okay. Say if there's something around here that I need, I might ask you, would you please do that?
Get it for me.
Or
yeah, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Okay. They used to say fetch, you know.
All right.
Fetch it for me.
Yesterday,
yeah, you brought it.
And I have.
I brought it or brung it.
Say if I'm trying on clothes, say a coat, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year
it fit me, yeah.
Okay. And if my clothes are getting old and I need some more to go to church in, I'd say I need to go to town to buy me a
Sunday suit.
Or it's not an old one, but it's a...
Oh, a new suit, yeah.
Okay. And if I put a lot of things in my pocket will begin to...
Yeah, bulge, poke out.
Okay. And if you put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, it will...
Shrink up.
Yesterday you did it that
way. Yeah, it shrunk. Or shrunk up. Mm-hmm. Shrunk. It has shrunk before.
Okay. Say if a girl is getting ready to go out on a date and she's spending a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Primping.
Yeah. He's boys,
he's still primping.
He's primping too.
Yeah. Which is, you know, puss technology. Boys don't primp. They shave, wash the hair, and, you know, comb their eyebrows, but a girl primps, you know.
Right. Okay. What about the thing that a girl carries all the things around?
That's a purse. They made a mistake one time and printed that wrong in a newspaper here. Left out the R. But anyway, things like that happen.
Okay, and something.
The same editor also was writing a story about this guy. These two guys lived on their property line was the county line.
Yeah.
And anyway, one of them killed the other over something, you know. They never could settle this property thing, and both of them drank all the time, you know. I don't even know, maybe they both had steals, and, you know, just typical old country stuff, you know. Hatfield and McCoy type stuff. And they couldn't even decide where they ought to try the case because the man shot across the county line and killed his neighbor, you know, and it was just standing with a fence. And the story was hyphenated, you know, it went to another page anyway. And it said, Mr. Wells shit across the county line. And boy, you know, he's just fantastic. And he got a literary award, you know, for the blooper of the year. It was fantastic, you know, I just love it, you know. Yeah, this is going to be the hell of an interview, you know what I mean?
That's great. What about the thing a woman would wear around her wrist?
That's a bracelet. Yeah.
Around her neck.
Or a necklace.
Or anything else, a necklace?
Well, you know, chain, it depends on what it is, you know, but a necklace. Of course, a brooch goes on her shirt, you know, a necklace. Well, beads, if it was beads.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, a necklace can be a necklace without being beads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And beads can be a necklace, mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a different kind, you know.
Sure. What about these things men would use to help hold up their pants over the shoulders?
Galluses, suspenders.
Okay. And something that you would use to keep them getting wet, hold over your head?
Umbrella. Some people call it parasol, and we used to jokingly call it a parabrella and an umbrasol, you know, just for the heck of it.
Right. Parasol, umbrella, something?
I think so. Parasol, though, I think of, you know, the little bitty cute thing that the lady in Greenwood carries in the summertime, you know, ta-ta-ta.
Keep the sun off.
Right. Yeah.
If you're making up a bed, the last thing that goes over your bed, that's it.
That's a bedspread.
What about a very heavy thing you might use in
wintertime? Quilt. We use those in summer, too. Yeah. I mean, you know, for the most part, keep one on the bed in case it gets nippy or chilly.
Right. Take
right.
What about this? You rest your head on?
A pillow.
What about, have you ever seen something a good bit longer than a pillow?
Like a comforter. I mean,
Is a comforter a type of
pillow? Well, you know, they're comforter pillows, you know. Actually, the comforter part's the kind of cover it's got on, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't cushion.
Yeah. You ever heard of a bolster?
Nah. Yeah. I bolster my ego now and then, you know, but...
Okay. Something that you would make up on the floor for a kid.
That's a pallet.
Yeah. This adjective, if the farmer says we expect to get a big crop this year because the soil is very...
Rich.
Okay, another one that would work there?
Well, fertile.
Sure.
Okay. But, you know, rich.
What about land that's low-lying land, very good land that might have water on it one time?
Bottom.
Yeah.
Delta, you know. Around here it would be bottom. 70 miles west of here it would be delta.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people around
our
here
prairie depends, you know, like I said.
What would people around here call grassland? Hay?
Pasture, you know.
Would they ever say meadow?
No.
Don't
Don't hear meadow. Mm-hmm.
What about land that's got water on it all the time, trees growing out of it, beavers?
Slough. That's a slough. Marsh, slush. Basically a slough.
Is that the same as swamp?
Yeah, but, you know, swamp is real, real thick, like the difference in a forest and a jungle, you know.
Different types of soil. Have you ever heard anything like loam?
Sure. There's, I was talking about the Delta, 70 west, 30 east, you got loam. Mm-hmm. You know, black loam. It's weird. The scientists never figured it out why loam, like out in Kansas, what it's doing in a little bit.